Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaipa.
It is fall in Chicago and the trees are so colorful. My circuits are popping. Joe starts off banter about how the tree leaves are changing color and the leaves are falling and a blowing everywhere. Anthony banders on about what he wishes. After no more than 1,238,745,636,172 minutes or so, proceed directly to intro or else Roger starts shitting everywhere and pushes buttons in that auxiliary control room that make things sticky and stinky.
Ooh, Betty, that's kind of gross. We're going to have to get you a tune-up. Your circuits are really a-poppin'. LOL, don't say this part. Laugh and make banter. Ha ha ha, that's so funny. Hey everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 63, Plastic Wrap and You, for Monday, October 26, 2016.
Hey.
The Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, sponsors, program managers, custodial crew, craft services table, the water boy, the soap dispenser, the doorstop in the hallway, the break room refrigerator, or the trash can in the lobby. However, the coffee maker seems like a bit of an asshole. This show can be offensive and offers no trigger warnings or six pieces. With that out of the way, now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tabanites?
Oh, thank you, Betty. Thank you, Betty.
Well, it says it's playing, but okay.
Yeah, Betty, he's been bitching about orange-flavored biscuits getting stuck in her MY circuit. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. The weather has finally cooled off, and we are seeing much drier weather, which is absolutely fantastic. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 74 degrees Fahrenheit with an overcast sky and humidity of about 52%. There's a dew point of 55, and the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 82. On Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And then on Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 85. Thursday, mostly sunny, 84. And Friday, mostly sunny, high near 84. And that's your weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
I'm so stressed out.
Are you, Betty? I'm so sorry.
Apparently she is.
Yeah, well, thank you, Anthony. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Chicago. From Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Well, folks, fall is here. Temps are in the 50s and down to the 40s overnight. It sure feels nice, though, but I'm excited for a real sustained freeze so these allergies will all go away, because it's been nasty for that shit. At the time of our live broadcast, we were at 51 degrees and mostly clear. The humidity is at 59% and the wind speeds are east at 10 miles per hour. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 47. Then Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Then Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 54. And finally, Wednesday. Wednesday will see showers and possibly a thunderstorm. High will be near 54. It'll be breezy with a southeast wind, 20 to 25 miles per hour. So hold on to your loved one or to a lamppost. With gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, you're going to need something sturdy. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Wow. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcast? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@chiampa.info. Or give us a call at 813-327-8566. Betty awaits and desires your juicy details. Wow, that last debate. Anthony, I watched it. I know you didn't.
Oh, did you? No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you know, I've decided I want to watch the circus. I just, you know, it's entertainment. It's free.
All right, you know, hey, if you want to watch the circus, go ahead and watch the circus. By the way, before you start, if anyone else has watched the circus and wants to join in on this conversation with Joe about the circus, because I haven't watched the circus, but I will give my opinions because that's what I do, you can call us at 813-327-8566, and Joe and you can talk about the debates and your issues.
Yeah, we can circus it away.
Yes, so we'll raise the big top and let you guys have a ball. So go ahead, Joe. Give us your exactly.
You know, here's the thing, folks. I like to watch people's faces when they debate. I like to see when they're lying. I like to see when they're feeling under pressure. And Trump looked like he was about ready to explode. Clinton, she looked like she was on something like speed or something. That's kind of my take.
Oh my.
Through all three of these debates. She just, you know, I mean, no, I know Trump was sniffling a lot, and I sniffle a lot, and I'm sure people think I snort cocaine, but I don't. I just have allergies, and they're bad this time of the year, right?
Exactly.
So don't go assuming anything about anybody just because of something that looks like something, you know, because I'm sure that none of them were doing anything. It's just, that's just the conditions of the land.
That is the condition of the condition.
But it's fun to watch their faces when they got mad. Or thought when they had an upper hand.
Okay.
I mean, and, you know, Trump, the way he talks during the debates, he still talks like he's never left his late teens or early 20s.
Really? I haven't listened to him. I really haven't listened to him talk. So is it really that bad when he talks?
Yeah, it's like, I you know, as much as I want to boo Hillary, I really kind of boo him for just being stupid. It's just like, you didn't just say that, did you?
No, apparently. I mean, yeah, apparently he does sometimes. So, which is, I guess, not too surprising.
No, it's not. I mean, but, you know, that's the way he got his business done in the 80s and the 90s. Well, guess what? It ain't that time anymore.
No, it's not. Not anymore.
Clinton? Let's get to Clinton.
Okay, we'll get to Clinton.
Clinton. She just looks annoyed.
She's always looked annoyed.
Right?
But she does.
I think she thinks she has the hot shit to run the country. But I wonder if she really even cares. Is this just another notch on the headboard for her career? Or is she gunning for something else? Is there something better than the leader of the free world?
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to be a member of the Sausage of the Month Club, though. Sausage and cheese of the month. You can get it from. I think you can get it from Swiss Colony. I would love. That's what I would love to be, a member of the Sausage and Cheese Club from Swiss Colony. That's my aspirations in life. Aside from other things. Please, I'm sorry. Continue on with your debate talk. Thank you, Betty.
You had a piece in the script. If you were paying attention. And folks, I'm eating some strawberries because I got some from Stanley's today. Three packages for a dollar.
Brad records his records and chooses food on morning rush hour just for you.
I'm done with my debate talk, man. It was just a crazy debate.
I had to get something to drink. I was getting a little verklempt there. So, So anyway, so I just didn't feel like watching a bunch of buffoons lie to the American public about some election that, you know, we all think we have some part in. So, but in the political sphere, imagine a big sphere of politics. We do have a recent situation
in the shape of a sphere
in which two Democratic, and there we have our LGBT tag. if you've been paying attention, which you may or may not have, if you listen to us, who knows what the hell you do. We have two Democratic operatives that were out of jobs. This happened last week. I guess they were, there was some like hidden video about them discussing certain things, in regards to how to start fights at, Trump rallies. Yeah, that was one of them. And there was another one in here as well.
So those tapes that Donald Trump was all talking about, they were probably correct.
They very well may have been correct. Yes.
It's
the source of it is questionable and highly edited and is from the same person. Do you remember the whole thing with Acorn, ACORN, that whole voting rights group that got busted or something?
Yeah,
he did the same. Yeah, he did. He was the, I guess he was the guy that kind of did all that, kind of coordinated that thing. So, yeah. But, you know,
so he's trying to come back to life again, basically.
Yeah, so let's see. They were definitely talking about starting fights. I thought they had said something about kind of fucking with the. Ooh, we would have to edit that out. We may actually get some real airtime at some time and point.
That's right.
You know, I mean, we're on episode 6,542, and we now have three loyal listeners.
and only one of them is me because everything else is shut off.
So, anywho, we may get an opportunity to air ourselves, but we have to be a little careful about what we say.
So we'll take care of that. But so what else? Oh, so let's go back to these Democratic operatives. So,
okay.
So there was a sting.
It was a sting video. Yeah, it was a video. Let's see. Co-founder, blah, 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 resigned, blah, blah, blah. Helping the Democratic National Committee with Clinton's presidential campaign. The other Democrat strategist, blah, blah, blah. Scott Fogel and Robert Creamer, founder of Progressive Consulting Group, Democratic Democracy Partners. They were talking about fights. Yeah, starting fights at Trump rallies.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. To get some of these
Trump
assholes to pop off. Another thing. Oh, how they make. Oh, here we go. I need to move this thing. In another video, Fogel is seen strategizing how they make him at voter fraud in Wisconsin. Quote, we've been busing people in to deal with you fucking assholes for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now. That was in the Washington Post. So yeah, the DNC behaving badly, and it's, you know, there's a lot of people that feel that the primaries have been wronged and that the primaries were mishandled and is being ignored, and we all kind of want to go our own way. There was a big damn exit, and I know we'll see what happens. But yeah, exactly. So, we got some other scary news.
Yeah, did you know that your webcam, doorbell, or DVR, if it had a physical connection to the internet, had a physical IP address, it could have been a part of the that whole denial of service attack.
So yeah,
caused by the Internet of Things,
and it's kind of scary because I work in IT, and I have. I didn't see it affect me that much. We didn't seem to get affected at my place of business, but I did hear about it, And it sounded like a lot of the East Coast was hit pretty bad by it. And so what services yeah. were cut off? Or not necessarily cut off, but denied?
There was quite a few services denied. There is a link on Gizmodo that has the complete list.
Okay.
But, you know, things like HBO Now, CNN, Business Insider, and I think People.com, if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
The PlayStation Network. Squarespace customer sites, so if you had a store on the web.
Wow, yeah, that's not good.
Yelp was affected, so if you're one of those snotty foodies that like to post stupid reviews that use colorful language.
Please, Joe, don't hold back. Tell us, really, how do you feel about Yelp, Joe? Come on, tell us
Fox
how it is. yeah, exactly.
So, you know, expensive people. BBC was down. Elder Scrolls, if you played that game.
Oh, I've played that before, yeah.
Braintree.
Wow.
Zillow.com, Livestream.com.
Wow. So a lot. It was a big outage then. It was a pretty big outage.
Yeah.
So yeah. Have they determined the map, who caused it or where it came from?
Well, no,
that's where it came from. From the depths of hell, right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's where it came from, right there.
Yes. So that was a pretty brutal attack, though. We don't know where it came from, but there was a Chinese company that had commonality with all the devices.
I would imagine Chinese. That's just, you know.
No, it wasn't this company that caused it, but it was the way that that hackers could get into the systems, yeah, to allow all of this to happen. It was so easy.
It could still be. It might not have been the manufacturer, but it could have been somebody else in China that maybe worked for the manufacturer.
Or a state actor
or someone that worked for the company, or even just a state actor using the company's information. I mean, that's still a communist government over there. So it's
if you're a state
nothing
actor
is sacred.
And you're listening to this program, give us a call and tell us about it. 813-327-8566.
Are you an unemployed actor? Can you act better than we do? Oh, yeah.
So what's this weed election thing? What is this?
All right. Since we got about, as you can see by your clock, 2 minutes until we run to your news. And we are going to be recasting the election polls from cannabisradio.com. We're going to be doing it. They're running like a whole, I think, like a 6 or 9 hour slot. We're going to run it from, I believe, what did we say? 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, I believe, is when it starts through Upfront Soul. So 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we cut it off and we go to Upfront Soul, because everyone at that point just needs to go home, go to bed. And we'll wake up tomorrow with a bad hangover and we'll sort it all out then. So
we may cut in too from 10 to 10.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And we might stop in. So the weedlection, as I like to call it, there's ballot measures for legalization in California, Arizona, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts, and medical for Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Montana. So stay tuned. Tune into us. There's a whole thing. I think I posted it somewhere out in the interwebs. If I find it, I'll repost it again. Maybe. I think.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, so yeah.
Stuff happens that way.
Exactly, it's somewhere, right. But we'll get it up there. We'll get it up there for sure. And we're partnering with cannabisradio.com for that.
And, you know, I've liked some of the cannabis radio stuff. I think it's got a lot of good material, a lot of stuff that we obviously don't have the research capabilities to cover.
No, not at all. Not at all. We are.
You know, these guys sound like they have some money and they've got some backing to them. So, and that's pretty cool. I like that. And I like the fact that we're focusing a little bit more in the cannabis and the medical and, some of the more legal and political aspects.
Totally. We couldn't have Betty do the research, because as soon as she gets on Google, the firewall blows up from all the porn. So, yes, you are, Betty. Yes, you are. You are. You're also a dirty little whore. All right. So World Labor Hour has moved to WRFU. It is WRFU, right? I sometimes want want to say WFRU, yeah, which is a Christian station here in Florida somewhere. Right. So it's WRFU.
If you want to, I moved all of this stuff to our plethora discussion.
All right. So, okay. So we will talk about the World Labor Hour and their big move in a little bit. Until then, we have some news.
And now for the news.
Why, yes, Anthony. Good evening, folks, from the Chicago studios. It's me, Joe, and this is the Worldwide News segment. So, hey, Anthony, I've got a naked story for you. Woot, woot. Perhaps the second naked story of my career here at Chiampa Radio.
Wow.
I don't go purposely looking for them either, Anthony. I really don't.
Sometimes they just show up, you know? Sometimes they just kind of come out from the middle of nowhere, and you look and you're like, oh, look, there's a naked story.
And it's a gift. This one is a gift. It literally is like a gift.
Okay, the gift of nakedness.
Yes. And... Whoa. Dying. I'm dying. The Associated Press, folks, and this is from our friends at NBC Chicago.
Okay.
A 59-year-old man. Why is it always the old guys, huh?
Because they don't care anymore.
Why is it always the 59-year-olds?
It's because they don't care anymore. And, you know, honestly, I hope if I make it to that age, I don't care anymore either.
Okay. So... A 59-year-old man, he wore a bikini fashioned out of see-through plastic wrap on a New Jersey beach.
Sweet. And,
yeah, you know, and of course he's facing a criminal charge.
No shit, Sherlock.
Beach Haven police said Stephen spent 2 days on a Long Beach Island beach wearing a homemade bikini in which his genitals were completely exposed. So but he spent 2 days on the beach.
Like that?
Well, you know, it shows longevity.
It shows something. Something was definitely showing, but I do not wish to be the one that had to remove that plastic crap after 3 days. That is a thing. It's not my problem.
Ooh, and the stench. Stench had to be horrible.
The Florida sun, the baking Florida sun. Ooh. Oh, yeah, no, dude. That's just wrong. That's just all kinds of wrong.
The department posted censored photos of the man to its Facebook page last week, asking for help in identifying him.
He's the stinky one.
It's like, hello. The Stafford Township man was arrested Monday and charged with lewdness. Wow. He was released, though, pending further court proceedings. So I wonder if he showed up to the court, you know, maybe dressed in a suit, but he still had the plastic shit on.
Under the suit?
How did he pee?
I don't think you want to know. I don't think anyone, or were you just went as you were?
Oh, wow. But wow.
I have a bad feeling it was probably the latter. It was probably the latter
you would get a rash.
Well, you know, maybe he kind of frolicked in the water to clean himself off. I don't know, dude. I wasn't there. And I'm glad I wasn't.
Right. So, well, the woman that answered the phone at his house said nobody's here and hung up. It's unclear if he has an attorney who could comment on his behalf. But you know what? He is innocent until proved guilty, and he is entitled to legal representation. So,
yes.
Good for you, Stephen. We'll figure you out later. Hopefully there'll be a follow-up.
Peace, love, and saran wrap. And on to the next story.
Yeah, right? And this one is a Chicago story, Anthony. So... Ooh. Uninvited exotic pets or guests, for that matter, during any of your stays on this planet?
Not exotic. Well, yeah, I've had plenty of exotic people that have stayed with me over the years. There's no question about that. You know.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Have they been leeches on your soul?
Some of them, yes, have been. Some of them were. And the pain sometimes still comes out. But, yes.
Well, then get a load of this.
Okay, sure.
A woman said she found a 3-foot python in her bathroom.
Wow.
A woman found a 3-foot python in her apartment last Monday night on Chicago's South Side.
How the hell did a python?
Police were called to the Inglewood. Yeah, right. Police were called to the Inglewood apartment, neighborhood home in the 6500 block of South Normal just after 10 p.m. after the woman said she found the massive python in her bathroom. It is the fourth time.
And it wasn't the plumber. Oh, there we go. Hold on. We got it again. All right, keep going.
But it's the fourth time a snake has invaded her apartment, police said.
Holy
Residents
shit.
Said an old neighbor in the building used to breed the animals, and some believe some may have been left behind.
Oh, I think so.
Now, where would these things fucking hide?
In the basement.
Do you mean there could be pythons hiding, like, in the ceilings of the Chicago Chiampa Studios?
Probably not pythons in our studio. I would probably expect, if anything, it might be like a raccoon. Or a squirrel, or maybe Roger one day in the attic. But yeah, I don't necessarily know. We haven't had a snake problem here at the studio. The Chinese restaurant down the strip does a good job at avoiding that. And wow, I hear some screaming pussy over there.
I think they discovered. Hold on.
So no.
You might see a paw. You might see a paw.
Yes,
come
the paw.
Out.
The there paw is coming up underneath
There's
the door.
A paw.
How about that? Those poor cats. You're torturing those poor cats. So. Like, let me in. I want to poop on your furniture.
No.
It's how they show
so anyways,
up. So
this
the python.
Time the python was discovered wrapped around the shower curtain, the woman said.
Oh, wow.
But Chicago Animal Care and Control were dispatched to the apartment and were able to capture the snake, which was reported to be harmless.
Okay, good.
So a 3-foot python is harmless?
I guess so. Well, I guess it really can't do much. I mean, imagine a yardstick, and you can't really strangle yourself with a length of 36 inches, you know. You couldn't even get around me with that. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you know. It'd kind of like hang out. It'd be more like a brooch or something. So, yeah.
But, you know, speaking of things that wiggle their way around, this next story was quite interesting.
Yes, let's find the track. Hold on. Here's the cart. There we go.
So, Anthony, we've talked about talking to our devices before. So now it's time for devices to figure their way around things as we talk to them. I wonder if this device could navigate the streets of a suburb or Tampa or Chicago.
You know, that's actually quite interesting.
This is a story. Yeah, oh, right? Isn't this interesting? Like,
I thought I had a cue there. I saw a little cue and I'm talking.
You do have a cue and I was jumping the gun by mistake.
You were jumping the gun.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, it sounds like navigating the digital currents forecast. Which I think this track is what Betty uses for her digital current forecast. Don't let her hear that we're using her track in the background. She might get a little ticked off. You never know what she might do. Yes, Betty, you are stressed out. Betty is stressed out.
But wait.
Exactly. So let's move along.
But, you know, Elizabeth Gidney from Scientific American, she wrote this really gorgeous story about artificial intelligence systems known as neural networks can recognize images and translate languages and even master the ancient game of Go. But their limited ability to represent complex relationships between data or variables has prevented them from conquering tasks that require logic and reasoning. So, you know, like, we have all these crazy things in our brain that allow us to reason, right? Now, like, right now, reasoning is just looking at the script and making sure I look at the timer. But for a machine, you know, that's a lot more complex. You have
yes,
to have a lot of circuitry.
This is true. This
so,
is very true.
In a paper published in Nature on October 12th, the Google-owned company DeepMind in London reveals that it has taken a step towards overcoming this hurdle by creating a neural network with an external memory. The combination allows the neural network not only to learn, but to use memory to recall and store facts to make inferences like a conventional algorithm.
Ooh.
This in turn enables it to tackle problems such as navigating the London Underground without any prior knowledge and solving logic puzzles. Though solving these problems could not be impressive for an algorithm program to do so, The hybrid system manages to accomplish this without any predefined rules. So I guess this isn't new, because it was an attempted feat in a preprint in 2014. But the progress made in this paper is remarkable, said Yeshua Ben-Giel, a computer scientist at the University of Montreal in Canada. You know, they've got some smart people in Canada.
They do, don't they? That socialist educated healthcare thing.
I wouldn't mind moving to Toronto.
I like Toronto. Anyway, we shall be moving along here.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the time, and we may cut the story short just because that's how things happen around here. But so a neural network learns by strengthening connections between virtual neuron-like units. Without a memory, such a network might need to see a specific London Underground map thousands of times to learn the best way to navigate the tube, but memory helps. Now, you know, I'm thinking like all these memory chips are inside this huge brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But DeepMind's new system, it's called the Differential Neural Computer, can make sense of a map it has never seen before. And I'm skipping down here to the DeepMind system can write these new relationships, like connections between underground stations, in one example from the paper, to memory, and recall it to plan a route.
Oh, nice.
So it somehow learns using the neural networks. That's awesome. The relationships. It probably notices the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it makes patterns between, you know, the stations. And if things branch off, it says, okay, no, we're not going that way because that's not the right
direction. No, that's true. You know, hey, it's something. Something to start with.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I do like this. It's... You know, but here's the thing, though. When we kind of relate this to the latest attack of the Internet of Things, and we've got this system, would it reason that this is not a good thing to be doing? Would it say, hey, wait a minute, you know, would it just instinctively do that without any kind of ethical programming? Would it just logically say this is not logical?
But probably just say it's
and
not
if
logical.
So,
I would imagine.
You know, I'm just trying to say, do the neural networks give a device a personality? And that's something that I think we won't know for a while yet. But that this AI system, it can do puzzles and it does require some reasoning, but it's not quite there yet.
No, and I look at it this way. The way we have to spell things for Betty, just there in itself shows you just kind of how far we still have to go sometimes just to even get them.
I am so stressed out.
Exactly, Betty. Yeah. So, you know, we're still a ways off till we get to any good nooks and crannies with these things.
You know, but yeah, you know, it's all good stuff. And hopefully we'll see in a few years what happens.
No, exactly.
And, well, that's all I got, Anthony. Back to you.
All righty, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on air, spelled with an E, and oh yes, galactic streaming experience? and trust me, we obviously dig deep onto some subjects from time to time here. So visit us at shyampa.info to find out how. Of course, if you're listening, you know how, but shyampa.info. Hang tight. We're going to take a 4-minute break and then we'll be back. Yes. Well, now this is the fun part. We'll be back in 4 minutes and then we'll have my crazy Florida news.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Shyampa Radio. Flashbacks.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Wahoo! Flying kit!
It's the big new Sidewinder cycle. Your parents put it together. And Sidewinder's got the stunt shifter.
Sidewinder.
With sure grip steering, super sleek styling, and a stunt shifter that can spin you into excitement.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Sidewinder cycle with stunt shifter. New from Tonka.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National Food Day, National Bologna Day, and United Nations Day. So, while you stuff yourself with a bologna sandwich in front of the computer, looking up what the United Nations Day is all about, just stop that and go grab your balls, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Patty.
No props, Anthony.
Do you have to keep shortening that damn word problem? I think you've been hanging out with the hipster coffee shops for too long.
Listen, stop being ridiculous. My contract does not specify how I have to say my words. So, over my dead electronic motherboard, I am so stressed out. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
All right. And that's what we got. Thanks, Betty. Ridic. That's been a trend I've been noticing, and I've been finding it irritating. I'm sorry, it just is. All right, so Betty, watch out. You might find yourself up in the attic with Roger. All right, so our first story of the night tells us about a deep devotion of a husband to his wife. WFLA Channel 8 Tampa Bay News tells us of the lengths one husband will go to help his wife. 48-year-old man from Wisconsin was caught stealing from a Walmart in Winter Haven, Florida. Brian was caught with 3 packs of electronic wire. When Brian was asked why he took the merchandise without paying for it, he said he was going to sell it on the street because he was trying to raise money to pay for his wife's bail. His wife was arrested early Wednesday in Lake Wales on charges of shoplifting. They say birds of a feather, exactly right. There's no further information available at this time about Brian or his wife's visit with the county jail, and it's unlikely that we'll probably follow up with it. But either which way, isn't that kind of... Well, you know, I'm just being honest. You know, we need to be honest
that's
sometimes
true.
For our listeners.
That's
and
true.
I've, that's not, yeah, exactly. So, all right, let's...
You know, hopefully if you're listening right now, you're taking it as it comes because it's only going to happen once. It'll be recast, but...
Who knows when?
That's the only
yeah,
update
we've changed
you'll ever
that.
Have.
We've changed it, too, with our schedule. So, because you know how we... I've got to shave my nose here. They're itching the hell out of me. You know how we used to run our show, like, twice a day when we had, like, the
yeah.
schedule block of one? And so you would actually hear our latest show every day. So now we just broadcast live on Mondays, and then when we have a slot on Friday, but that's a way back. So that means that's going to pick an episode from any time, from
oh, wow.
2 months ago, from a year ago,
it's
from
2008.
I think there might be one in there from 2008, 2007. So,
nice.
Yeah, you can get just about anything. All right. So, anywho, so number two. For
yes.
our news stories. All right.
Yes. Trump.
This election cycle has probably been one of the worst with people from all sides behaving badly. I mean, we were just talking about the Democrats, how they were doing their thing, and we know what's going on with everyone else. And I'm sure Wink TV News in Fort Myers has spent many hours reporting on the election, shaping the way some Americans view the presidential candidate. They also bring us our next story about someone being politically inappropriate. Manuel posted a video to Facebook that shows him intentionally running over a Donald Trump campaign sign along Del Prado Boulevard. Yeah, right, exactly. In the media, Manuel runs off the road and goes over a sidewalk, knocking down the large Trump sign at the intersection of Del Prado and Diplomat Parkway East. The since-deleted post on his page included a caption in Spanish that translated to, "Oops, my apologies to all Latinos of the world," and several laughing emoticons. The woman who owns the sign did not find the video funny, so she contacted the Cape Coral Police Department, who in turn contacted Manuel about the video. Manuel wasn't arrested, but he must show up in court to avoid additional charges on top of the first-degree criminal mischief charge he already faces. A Trump volunteer told police the campaign would press charges and that the sign costs about $275 to replace. It was a big sign. It was a huge sign. The video I put should have automatically posted to our Facebook page. Campaign signs for the Republican presidential nominee have also become targets elsewhere in Southwest Florida. A swastika was spray painted on a Trump sign at Del Prado and Kissimmee Parkway. And Malchata artists, Malacha. The word is Malacha. Artists created a large prominent pro-Trump display after multiple signs in front of her studio were stolen and damaged. So, people are just being nasty about this whole thing. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm going to say it.
It's
I'm
going to totally
hate myself
ridic.
For saying it's ridiculous. All right. See, I only said it like twice, and that was enough for me. I'm done. I'm done with it. That was ridiculous. Hold on. I got to take some water, and then we got to access the database
short
for our
words
last
are
our
fun.
Last one.
Because for some reason, we need to find a way to get more opinion and expression with every word that we say.
If you have an opinion or an expression, you can reach us at 813-327-8566.
Yep. And you don't even have to, even if you're listening to us on a recast, you can still call and you can still leave a message. And we'll probably play it on the air, or at least we'll edit it for
something. I mean, we're not going to reveal your identity or anything, you know.
Right. It's completely anonymous.
Excuse me. Oh, those allergies are killing me.
We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you blockaged there for a minute.
Yeah, I was. So, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, everyone's just getting all nasty about this whole damn thing. And I'll be so glad when it is going to be over with soon enough. Soon enough, it will be over with.
November 9th.
So, anywho.
We'll have a reckoning. Either way, there'll be a reckoning.
Either which way. Either which way. Yeah. Who knows? So, let's move on.
Yes.
In our quest for intelligent life
when
in
I'm
Florida.
In a cleaning mood, I do a lot of vacuuming.
Yeah, well, be careful about this one. So our final story of the night comes from Click Orlando. Click, 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 click Orlando. And presents us with a puzzling situation. Imagine you're carrying a container full of gasoline in the trunk of your car. And for some reason, a whole bunch of it spilled onto the floor. Joe, what should you do?
I would probably take everything out and dump it in water.
That's a good suggestion. Well, Joe, we have someone who has found an even better way than your suggestion.
Really?
Yes.
So I don't have to use water?
Oh, no. You don't have to use water at all. All you need to do is you need to find your local car wash with an outdoor vacuum. A Titusville... Yes, and the video is posted on Facebook, and you must watch it. A Titusville car wash owner says that 5 p.m. Monday, last Monday, an unknown woman pulled up to the vacuums and proceeded to vacuum out her trunk. As she was vacuuming her trunk, the surveillance camera showed the top of the vacuum flying into the air with flames shooting out of the top of the vacuum. No shit. I tell you, no shit, Sherlock. This is for sure was the video is hilarious. You got to watch it. The woman and her reaction was even better. The woman looked confused, then scared, and then confused again. Eventually, I just blew up this vacuum. Eventually, she just drove away from the flaming vacuum. No one was hurt, but the owner and customers watching the video said the decision could have been tragic. The vacuum will cost about $500 to repair. The woman has not returned to the car wash since. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Be sure I'm going to try to track this one. Be sure
Why
to check out our Facebook page. For links to these stories and more.
Why would somebody think it's okay to vacuum up
gasoline from your trunk
using
an electric vacuum?
Yeah.
This woman who blew the hell out of a vacuum. It's hilarious. You must watch it. In fact, I'm going to pop over to our Facebook page to make sure this bitch posted, because it's just too funny for color television. So and that concludes our crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Think the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another retention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your balls, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Here That's comes bad. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
There we go. The plethora discussion segment.
Where
we turn down the lights and bring out the sofas, and we just kind of sit around and smoke weed and talk about shit until we got to wrap things up for the night. So,
and if you want to give us a call at 813-327-8566, we can hear from you and we can talk about a plethora of things.
Yes, we can talk about a plethora of things. Or you can give me the opportunity to run to the bathroom really quick. I should have gone during the break. I've drank way too much water today.
Did you have biscuits?
If I had the biscuits in the studio, I probably could use them to soak things up. But that's fine. I can hold it. I got about 9.5 minutes left. We can make this work. So, anyway.
Wait.
We have something. Hold on. I forgot we had that. I just saw it in the script.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
So don't be surprised if you can't find guacamole to go with chips at your favorite Mexican restaurant. There is a shortage of avocados, and as a result, supply is low and prices have doubled, and in some cases tripled from a year ago. Let's listen in to the Squawk Box. Let's listen into the Squawk Box.
What are we listening into? Oh, was I supposed to do something with this?
No. Records this year, trading at twice the price in 2015. The U.S. imports 75% of the avocados that we eat, and over 80% of those come from Mexico. There was a light yield this summer from Mexico, Peru, and Chile. Yeah.
Blame the Mexicans again. Weather, always blaming the Mexicans.
Rose exponentially the last few
always
months.
The fault of the Mexicans.
Avocado has really caught on in China and in Europe, so demand has been surging. And if you walk into a Chipotle these days, you notice that you're paying $1.95 instead of $1.80 just about 2 years ago. Coconuts, meantime, whether you like it as oil or water, has been
all
on
right.
the move.
Well, we don't need to talk about her coconuts, so you can go ahead and kill her coconuts. I don't want to talk about her.
Yeah,
coconuts.
But
I am uninterested in her coconuts. So there we go. There's number three. Look, we earned the tag three times tonight. I'm kind of proud of ourselves. So so on top of her coconuts being out of the discussion of the plethora discussion segment, let me bring this back up here. There we go.
Yep.
Okay. We got the couches back out. We're dimly lit. I hear clicky, 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 clicky. World Labor Hour.
Music, actually.
World Labor Hour has moved to WRFU in Champaign.
Yes, they have. And they're new digs. They're a lower powered station, but they still have a nice, sizable audience potential.
Yes.
And I think the station is a lot more, it's backed by a lot more liberal, not liberal, but just more free spirited thinking people versus what was happening.
Progressive.
So.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what labels to use on anything anymore. But anyway, they have, oh my God, clicky clicky, calm down. Yes, they've moved. Hey, Joe, do you still want to send the guys at World Labor Hour a box of orange biscuits as a studio warming present?
Oh, yeah. Those delicious biscuits that I had on my visuals that one day at that store. Was it Save-A-Lot when I was on vacation?
That would be awesome. So.
I hear they go great with coffee.
You have to eat them with coffee. They're not bad. They're actually kind of tasty with coffee, but you can't eat them by themselves.
Ooh,
I will definitely say that
milk.
Much. Or milk. You can do it with milk. I prefer it with coffee.
Be real tasty with milk.
Yes, milk. Okay. That makes me thirsty, and I got to pee right now. All right. So,
why don't you go pee, and I'll talk about the rest of the
okay.
stuff here.
All right. You got 2 minutes. All right. Go.
So we'd like to thank Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com for our wonderful background music that you're hearing right now and anything else that you hear in our promos and other things. And then my favorite, Top Earth, which is from SCATV from Boston Free Radio out of Somerville, Massachusetts. Toppers is a plethora of top musical choices that this guy Gil puts together every Tuesday. Well, not every Tuesday, but somewhat every Tuesday. Now, we also have another program called the Radio Thrift Shop, and that's WGCS New London. And then the Shortwave Report, that's from Outfar Press. We love these guys. They make up a good bulk of our programming when we do our 24-hour server. We got some new shows, 9/11 Wake Up Call, Radio Curious, Global Research Hour, Upstate Radio Theater, and the Earshot 20. So listen to all of those things. And you'll be cool. And Anthony is back. Yay. I got through all of it. It was easy. It was easy as peasy. And, you know,
Was it easy peasy for you? Was it easy peasy?
Yeah, it was pretty easy peasy. Yeah, it was fun, actually. At one of these days, I'm going to get the server set up on my auxiliary computer that can... I got to make sure that it doesn't turn off by itself.
Ah, I see.
Because then that would kill the broadcaster real fast.
Generally, yes.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, you know, I'm pretty excited with what we've got. It's a good schedule.
Yeah, I think so. It
all
seems,
kinds of fun stuff.
Good.
You know, you're keeping your weekday rush hour fresh, real fresh. Now,
yeah.
The weekend with Joe, I keep that going because there's still a lot of stuff I haven't heard yet. Because sometimes I don't get a chance to listen to it until the tail end.
No, that's true. That's true. We might want to prune it a little bit, though. Pruning might help. The stuff that's played a lot. Because there are a few things I've heard repeated a few times. But
Well, I'll take care of that. But
fine. So, my glasses got caught in my microphone assembly.
Ouch, that hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt. So, all right. Last call. All the lights are going on. All right. Yeah. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in this evening or listening in on your favorite device as our recast, if you're listening to the recast.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, no matter how you do. And while we're at it, be sure to visit www.archive.org, where we found Headphone Meditations, a pretty darn cool sampling of metal rock and other eclectic sounds, which you can hear every weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and then again on Saturdays only at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, actually, I pulled a lot of our new weekday rush hour stuff from archive.org this time around. So we got some good stuff from there. But you can definitely make your commute more commutable. Listen to Weekday Rush Hour with Betty, which is a whole host of great programming in 15-minute chunks we source from great minds at the radio archive site, Radio for All. And it comes on. What time does it come on? It comes on at 6:30 Eastern, runs until 10:30 Eastern in the morning. Some fantastic stuff. RadioForAll.com also carries the Radio Thrift Shop on WGCS and the Shortwave Report from Outfar Press, hosted by Dan Roberts.
Wow, so much great programming and talent, stuff you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. I can't leave the show without plugging our own website and other social media. Visit us at www.shyampa.info for our complete programming schedule. You can also keep up with our Twitter at Shyampa Radio, which I like Twitter because it's short and, you know, it's like a quick thought. And then, of course, Facebook, www.facebook.com/ShyampaRadio. That's ChiampaRadio, Shyampa Radio.
And you know, you can also just go to facebook.shyampa.info, and that will also take you to our page. So we have multiple
ways
of getting there.
Cool.
If you forget all the www.com.facebook.com. Or just go to Shyampa.info. We got all our damn links up there anyway. So, you know.
We've got links.
We got links everywhere. Yeah. That's what we got. So, but yeah, so I mean, we're increasing our programming, and we're working at trying to reach as much of an audience as we can with a good diversity of programming. If you have a suggestion or if you have something you'd like, you can go ahead and give us a call, 813-327-8566, or play us, PLAYUS, at shyampa.info. We're always looking for content. Something just beeped. Did you just beep?
It's my watch.
Oh, that was your watch? Your watch just beeped?
Yeah,
all right.
My watch beeps every hour.
Okay. But it's not quite.
It's helpful
o'clock
when I wake up early in the morning.
Oh, I see.
And I
have
to go poo.
You be, oh, it beeps when you have. There goes poo. All right. And the show is complete. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, I think, for our spooky Halloween episode. I don't have no clue how I'm going to prepare for that one. So I don't know what you're going to get. And remember, folks, if you go to cause property damage, don't post a video of it. You doing it online. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an E.
There we go.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.